First off, Happy Mother's Day to all the moms.
我首先恭祝各位外面係母親節快樂。
It's a reminder I need to call my mom today.
跟住提醒我今日要打電話俾我媽媽。
Getting older gives me a chance to do some introspection, to look back on my life and reflect on things.
人大咗就自自然然會成日停一停，諗一諗，去回顧以前同埋反思生活上嘅事。
As you look back, you can see where there were significant things that happened that transformed your perspective and maybe your life.
咁每当我哋回顾过去嘅时候咧，我哋可以睇到人生嘅一啲大事。
We often associate these events, these days that when they occur because of the changes they bring into our lives.
呢啲事件改变咗我哋嘅人生，又或者改变咗我哋生活嘅方式。
For some, it might be their anniversary, March 12th, 1988. For me, my life changed and for the better.
对一些人来讲，可能是结婚周年纪，哦，周年纪念日，就好像1988年3月12号，就是我生活变化了，就变得更好。
It might be a birthday. I know turning 50 was a huge day for me. It was then I knew.I was getting older.
另外一个重要的日子就是他50岁的生日，那时候我就知道我自己老了。
On January 15th, 1989, I became a father.
在1989年1月15号，我做了爸爸。
On March 6th, 2015, I became a grandfather.
在2015年3月6日，还做了爷爷。
These days were great because I knew that my family legacy would continue.
呢啲全部都係一個好重要嘅日子，因為我知，因為呢日子見證咗我哋家庭會一路咁延續落去。
But there are also dates that stick in our minds and not for positive reasons.
但係仲有另外一種嘅日子，我哋會好緊緊咁記喺我哋腦海入邊。
It might be the anniversary of losing a loved one or the day you received a terrible diagnosis from the doctor.
通常呢啲日子咧都唔係好事，而呢啲日子咧會好似就好似我哋譬如就係失去我哋親人嘅紀念日啦，或者醫生俾我哋唔好嘅消息嗰個日子。
And these are dates, these anniversaries, they leave lasting memories, but for all the wrong reasons.
嗱呢啲日子咧，會喺我哋人嘅腦海入邊留低好深深嘅烙印。
For Isaiah, a significant date was 740 BC when King Uzziah died and Isaiah saw the Lord.
對以賽亞來講，一個重要的事發生就是主前740年，亦即是烏西亞王去世的時候，因為他當時見到耶和華。
Uzziah was one of the last great kings of Judah.
以西亞是那個時候的一個君王。
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. He started off well, becoming king at age 16 and he reigned for 52 years.
佢開頭嗰陣時咧就幾好嘅，但係十六歲嗰陣時咧就成為國王。
In that time, he did many great things, but his successes piled up, his pride increased.
喺嗰陣時候，佢做咗好多偉大嘅事，咁佢累積咗好多嘅成功，但係佢就開始驕傲自滿。
He went against God's commands about worship and was cursed with leprosy until his death.
他違反了上帝同埋上帝要敬拜上帝的命令，所以他就得到麻風的疾病。
Judah back then, like the Middle East today, when a leader dies, it can make the nation and the region very unstable.
中東嗰陣時咧，一個領導人嘅去世咧，會令到國家同埋地區不穩。
See, sometimes our world goes from calmness to chaos in the twinkling of an eye.
有陣時我哋嘅世界就係咁樣，剎那間由平靜變成混亂。
I think we can remember 9/11 when terrorists took control of planes and flew them, crashed them into the Twin Towers in New York and the Pentagon.
有好多人都會相信記得911嘅事件，恐怖分子咧控制咗幾部飛機，咁撞咗去世貿中心同埋五角大樓。
The world changed.
直此之後，世界就變咗啦。
Security for traveling escalated.
全球的旅行安全全面升级。
Crossing borders, even to the United States, became more difficult.
要越过边界，甚至去到美国就变得更加困难。
And even though this took place almost a generation ago, its effects are still experienced around the world.
就算呢件事发生咗二十年前，对我哋嘅影响仍然非常之大。
Isaiah learned that even though King Uzziah died, which probably led to some instability in the nation and area, that the divine king was still on his throne.
以赛亚知道，即使乌西亚王去世，但令到国家地区不稳，但系咧。都他仍然知道至高至圣的国王仍然在他的王位上面。
He was, he is, forever will be the sovereign over all events, good, bad, or indifferent in the world.
无论在以前、现在定是将来，事情是好定是坏，这个至圣的国王都一定是至高无上。
So when difficult things arise in our own lives, how do we respond?
当我们生活上面出现了困难的时候，我们应该如何应对呢？
I think for many of us, we desperately try to fix things ourselves.
我想很多人，对很多人来讲，我们会很拼命地催促自己去解决问题。
We look at options and try to pick out the best one, or at least the one we think is best.
我们会从长计议，然后选择最好的方法，又或者我们认为最好的方法去解决这个问题。
We come up with strategies to deal with the problem.
将这些方法变成策略去解决我们的问题。
If we have bad news about our health, we always go to get a second opinion.
当我们得到一些关于我们健康的坏消息的时候，我们很自然就会去找到一个意见。
And oftentimes, if it's confirmed, we'll look at different homeopathic remedies, other things other than traditional medical ones.
如果确认了真是坏消息的时候，我们很可能会放弃传统的疗法，去寻求一些非传统的疗法。
We try everything in our power to fix the situation.
我们会尽我所能去改变现状。
But what about those things that are totally out of our control?
但如果嗰啲嘢係我哋完全控制唔到嘅呢
？How do you deal with those？
咁我哋應該點樣去處理
？What about natural disasters？
就譬如好似自然災害咁樣
，a hurricane, tornado, earthquakes, a car accident, or other things that are unforeseen。
就好似颱風啊、龍捲風、地震，或者就算甚至係車禍，或者一切冇可能預見嘅事情嘅時候。
What about the job losses we all experienced during our economic downturn?
好似经济衰退啊，导致失业嘅时候。
How do we respond?
我哋应该如何应对
？I think for many of us, our faith, our trust in God is very conditional.
咁我认为咧，我哋中间有好多人嘅信仰，即系我哋对上帝嘅信任，其实系有条件嘅，有保留嘅。
See, when things happen in our lives that cause us stress or grief, our faith wavers, and for some, the temptation is to give up our faith.
当我们生命中 发生了一些令我们有压力、有损失的时候呢我们或者令我们痛心的时候呢我们的人就会很容易被诱惑选择去放弃信心、信仰。
See, for many people,Having a faith in a God, they can't believe in a God who would allow terrible things to happen, especially to us.
对很多人来讲，他们没办法相信一个允许可怕的事情发生的上帝。
See, there's this opinion that if we are God's children, then our lives should go smoothly and be blessed all the time.
他们也会认为，因为我们是上帝的儿女，所以我们生活应该是顺顺利利，并且得到祝福。
So, how do we respond when things go awry?
好啦，咁当真系坏事出现嘅时候，我哋应该如何面对呢
？I believe that God allows chaos into our lives not to punish us, but rather to help us to see where we put our trust.
我哋应该相信上帝允许混乱嘅事情发生嘅原因，并唔系因为要惩罚我哋，而系要帮我哋睇到我哋究竟将我哋嘅信心摆咗喺边度
？Do we trust ourselves?
我哋会信自己？
Do you trust others?
定系信其他人？
Do we trust God?
定系还是我哋会相信上帝？
Psalm 20 verse 7 says, Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will trust in the name of the Lord our God.
诗篇第二十章第七节咁样讲：有人靠战车，有人靠战马，但我哋靠嘅系我哋上帝耶和华嘅名。
I think many of us have a distorted view of who God is.
我相信我们中间有很多人都有一种对上帝扭曲了的看法。
Many of us see God on a big throne up there, waiting for us to mess things up so he can discipline us.
個睇法就係上帝坐咗喺佢嘅寶座上面等緊我哋去犯錯，然後等我哋犯錯嘅時候佢就去懲罰我哋。
And others see a God that doesn't really care, who's ambivalent to us and our needs.
另外一種嘅睇法就係上帝會愛理不理，就係呢對我哋嘅事所有嘅事都無動於衷。
Either way, it's the wrong view of who God is.
無論以上邊一種嘅講法都係錯嘅。
You see, for Isaiah, he saw God sitting high on his throne.
對於以賽亞嚟講，佢見到上帝喺高高在上，坐喺寶座上邊。
See, he saw God in all his majesty, his glory, his holiness, and that gave him a more complete picture of who God is, but also a different perspective of his life.
佢所領會到嘅就係威嚴同埋聖潔，而對呢一種嘅睇法，俾咗以賽亞生命全面嘅改變嘅改變咗佢全面嘅睇法。更重要嘅係呢種改變咗佢嘅人生同埋佢嘅人生。
And more importantly, it transformed him. Isaiah 6:1 says, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple."
以賽亞書第六章第一節咁講，即係頭先我哋所讀嘅。烏西亞王駕崩那年，我們看見主坐在高高的寶座上，衣袍下垂，覆蓋了聖殿。
You see, that encounter dramatically and drastically changed him.
那次的遭遇徹徹底底地改變了以賽亞。
Whenever someone encounters God, they are changed.
每當有人遇見上帝的時候，他們就會改變。
In many ways, Isaiah's experience is a picture of what the Christian life is about.
以賽亞的經歷就是基督徒生命的寫照。
God accepts us the way we are.But through His Word and His Spirit, we are transformed.
上帝知道其實我哋係啲咩材料，但係佢仍然通過聖靈同埋佢嘅話語去令到我哋徹底改變。
I know I skipped a lot.
I know you did.
But remaining the same is not an option.
維持現狀係唔會發生嘅。
See, Isaiah's encounter with holiness had three effects on him, which should be reflected in our lives as well.
以賽亞遇見聖潔嘅上帝嘅時候，對佢有三種嘅影響，而呢啲咁嘅影響都亦都值得我哋去借鏡。
And the first one is holiness leads us to worship.
第一樣就係聖潔能引領我哋去敬拜。
The word worship is usually used as a verb or a noun.
敬拜呢個詞語咧，通常會用係一個名詞或者動詞。
We worship God through singing, through giving, and how we live our lives.
咁我哋會通過唱聖詩去敬拜啦，透過奉獻同埋我哋屬靈生命去敬拜上帝。
But the word can also be a title for people who deserve honor and respect.
其實呢個字亦都可以作為一個銜頭，係一個值得尊敬嘅銜頭。
In fact, to properly address.The mayor of a city, one must call them by their proper title, which is your worship.
咁咧，用英文嚟讲咧，要真真正正咁称呼一个市长嘅城市嘅市长咧，其实系要讲 your worship.
As a verb in the biblical context, worship is often expressed by bowing down.
咁喺圣经入边嚟讲咧，敬拜呢个动词就会用跪拜或者鞠躬嚟表达。
Asian culture does it sometimes when we greet one another.
在亞洲人的文化入面，我們都會見到鞠躬去打招呼。
In Western culture, we do it for royalty or other dignitaries.
咁喺西方嘅文化入面咧，我哋通常會見到皇親貴族嗰陣時候咧，都會有咁嘅動作。
In Hebrew, it means to fall down, to prostrate yourself before God.
但如果用希伯來話嚟講嘅話咧，實際上嘅意思就係俯伏在地。
And that would be our natural response if we cameface to face with God.
但我哋面对上帝嘅时候，真正嘅反应就应该系俯伏在地。
See, worship is a sign of respect. It's a sign of humility and submission.
敬拜有尊重、谦卑同埋顺从嘅意思。
He met someone greater than anybody else, any other person in this world.
佢以赛亚所见嘅系比地上任何人伟大嗰个上帝。
He met God Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, the sustainer, the one who holds all things together, Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides.
以赛亚所见到嗰个系全能嘅上帝，天地嘅创造者、维持者、万物嘅主宰、供给者、圣洁嘅耶和华。
When you think of all the titles we give to God, they fall short of His majesty and His glory.
如果我哋用人嘅角度去俾上帝嘅咸头，其实都系唔系好啱嘅。
We give Him titles like Savior, which is Jesus, that means Jehovah is salvation.
我哋俾基督嘅咸头就系救主，亦即系等于耶和华来拯救我们。
We call Him Lord or Master, King, Alpha and Omega. The list goes on and on.
我哋称佢为主、为君王、阿拉法和同埋俄梅加，即系希伯来文嘅第一个同埋最后一个字，亦即系话始终咁解。
So how do we respond to someone like that?
咁我哋应该点样去面对一个咁样嘅人、咁样嘅上帝呢
？Do we ignore him and go on with our lives?
我哋会又会唔会喺会忽视上帝嘅存在而继续依然故我呢
？You gotta look at how the angels respond in his presence.
咁我哋可以睇一睇天使对上帝嘅有咩反应
？Like the seraphim in heaven, and they're these majestic winged beings whose purpose.It was to worship and adore God.
我所讲嘅天使就系头先所读嘅撒拉佛天使。
Their existence is a reminder to us that we too need to be available to God and to worship with adoration.
佢哋嘅出现同埋佢哋嘅存在就系要提醒我哋，要同佢哋都一样去全心敬拜上帝。
And I think for many of us, we do it on Sunday. But like the angels in God's presence, this needs to be something that happens every single day of our lives.
咁对好多人嚟讲咧，佢哋会喺礼拜日呢个时候去敬拜上帝。但系谨记，就系我哋要好似天使一样，要全心全意咁敬拜上帝，亦即系话日日如是。
You see, worship is one of the methods, one of the ways we experience God's presence in our lives.
敬拜其实喺我哋生命上体验上帝生命存在嘅方法之一。
But for many of us, I think the singing, the expression of words about God is more just that, just words, rather than an expression of worship and praise to Him.
但可悲嘅是，有好多人咧都会将敬拜压缩到净系唱圣诗嗰一环入边，将圣诗入边嘅字唱出嚟就代表敬拜。
You see, if you find worship boring.Maybe you need to reassess your relationship with God.
所以如果你觉得敬拜系闷嘅话咧，可能你要重新评估下你同上帝嘅关系。
You know, I often get asked, "What's heaven going to be like?"
有多人会问我，究竟天堂系一个点样嘅地方
？Of course, it's being with angels, being with our Christian brothers and sisters, and being in God's presence, which, according to Isaiah, will lead us to worship.
就系、是、当然就好似成日同天使一齐啦。常常会见到基督里面嘅弟兄姊妹，同埋喺上帝嘅怀抱入边。而根据以赛亚书所描述嘅天堂，系会引导一个去我哋去敬拜嘅地方。
You see, in our culture of distractions, many would say that's boring. But for those of us who know God and are committed to worshiping Him, this is what we are made for.
咁而喺我哋而家现有嘅文化入边咧，好多人都会觉得咁样嘅生活，哇，好闷啊，好无聊。但对于我哋呢啲认识上帝而且竭力敬拜嘅人嚟讲咧，呢啲存在呢、这个就系我哋存在嘅目的。
One of the ways the Bible describes our worship is being like sweet incense to God.
另外一种喺圣经上面描述敬拜咧，就系好似甜香一样。
Psalm 141:2 says, "May my prayer be set before you like incense." May the lifting up of my hands be like the evening sacrifice.
诗篇141章第二节咁样讲：愿我的祷告如香升到你面前，愿我举手所献的祷告如同燔祭。
Let me use a little different illustration.
俾我用另外一种方法例子去解释一下。
I want you to think, what's your favorite smell?
你哋最中意嘅香气系乜嘢咧？
For some, it might be baked bread, apple pie, roast pork, and for some, I don't know why, but durian.
有好多人鍾意焗麵包嗰種氣味啦，或者係蘋果批，又或者係燒肉，但係唔知點解有人鍾意榴蓮嘅味。
But how does that make you feel when you experience experience those smells.
但是你闻到这些你喜欢的香气的时候，你们有什么感觉呢？
Anticipation.
是期待。
Joy.
是喜悦。
You see, for God, when we worship Him, that's the kind of pleasure He receives.
对于上帝来讲，当我们敬拜祂的时候，上帝就接受到这一种期待和喜悦。
Second point.
第二点。
Holiness helps us recognize our sin.
圣洁能够帮助我们看清楚自己的罪。
The natural response when we experience God is to feel convicted of our sin, just as Isaiah did.
当我们经历神的时候，其中一个自然现象就是将我们的罪呈现出来。
Verse 6-5 says, Woe to me, I cried, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty.
跟以赛亚一样，亦即是第五节那里讲，那时我说，我有祸了，我灭亡了，因为我是个嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的人民中间。又因为我亲眼看见了大君王耶和万军之耶和华。
See, for Isaiah, seeing God made him realize his own sinful condition.
当以赛亚见到上帝嘅时候，佢就见到自己嘅罪。
Now, I want to say this as Christians, okay? As Christians, feeling guilt or conviction for sin is a good thing, but sometimes we have a tendency to fall into self-condemnation, which is wrong.
OK, 咁我哋我冇而家想讲呢，就係、作为一个基督徒对我哋自己嘅罪感到内疚係其实一件好事嚟嘅。但个问题呢，就係、有时我哋会太过分自责。呢种嘅諗法係错误嘅。
Paul writes in Romans 8:1, Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
就好似喺保罗所写嘅罗马书入面八章第一节入面提到，所以现在那些在耶稣基督里的人就不被定罪了。
See, sin happens in our lives, but because of Jesus, condemnation is no longer hanging over us.
罪的而且确会在我们生命里面出现，但因为耶稣基督，我们所有的谴责再不会再笼罩在我们身上。
You see, as we grow as Christians, as we grow in maturity, through time in His Word, through prayer, God's Spirit works in our lives in a way where we can come to a better recognition of our own inadequacies and shortcomings, our own sin.
咁透过神嘅话语同埋祷告咧，我哋基督徒嘅生命就会逐渐成长。上帝嘅灵就喺我哋生命入边工作，以便我哋清楚睇到我哋嘅缺点同埋不足嘅地方，包括我哋嘅罪。
And the promise of God is found in 1 John chapter 1 verse 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
最重要就是记住约翰一书一章第九节入面上帝的应许，亦就是我们若承认自己的罪，神是信实的、公义的，必定赦免我们的罪，洁净我们脱离一切不义。
Confession needs to cleansing, but it begins with us seeing ourselves as we really are.
悔过可以使到我们变为洁净，但首先我们要实实在在看清楚自己一个是怎样的人。
Until we see ourselves as someone in need, that need cannot be met.
我们一定要知道自己是需要洁净那位，否则我们无法达到真真正正的洁净。
I know it's hard for us to see our own sins, even when everyone else is pointing straight at it.
我知道要大家指出自己的罪是非常困难，就算是其他人指出一样，都是这样。
American Idol was a show where people would go on to show off their musical talents.
就好像美国一个电视节目《美国梦之星》一样，参加者尽情地表现他们唱歌的天分。
Well, some of them aren't very talented.
但好明显，其中一批人真系一啲天分都冇。
And I'm not sure some really understand how bad they are, even after the judges pointed out to them.
我真系唔清楚佢哋究竟知唔知道自己唱歌方面系唔系好得啊？定系评判对佢哋，就算连评判都弹到佢哋一文不值。
They couldn't see, or better, they couldn't hear how little talent they had.
佢就系听唔到、睇唔到，自己根本乜料到。
You know, when I lived in Victoria, there was a small tree growing outside our house that we needed to remove so I could put in a flower bed.
以前我在维多利亚住的时候，我家里面有一棵小树。
I spent the day using a shovel, a handsaw, an axe, cutting and digging at the roots, trying to get them out.
咁佢喺花园嗰阵时做一个工程，就要移走佢。咁佢用咗一日嘅时间，用铲、用锯、用斧头，去将呢棵树连根拔起。
At one point, I was swinging the axe, and the handle broke. The head flew into the air and hit me in the back.
咁有一个当时咧，我手上嘅斧头嘅手柄就烂咗。所以我挥动个斧头嘅时候咧，有部铁嗰部分就飞向半空，跌翻落嚟就撞到我背脊。
I was so frustrated. I grabbed the shovel, I grabbed the handsaw, and just kept going on the stump.
当时我好激气，但我仍然继续用个铲同埋个锯去处理嗰个树身。
After finally removing it, I went back into the house where my brother's girlfriend let out a scream.
当我搞掂咗棵树之后咧，佢就走翻入间屋入边。
You see, when the head of the axe broke off and hit me in the back, it had actually cut my back, and I was bleeding profusely.
当时佢个阿哥定系唔知啊个细佬个女朋友咧，就听到尖叫。咁原来咧嗰个斧头跌翻落嚟嗰阵时候咧，已经整伤咗我。
I was so focused on what I was doing, I didn't notice it.
我一直流緊血嘅时候，但係因为我正专注去做緊我要做嘅嘢，就冇留意到我受伤嗰 part。
And sadly, sin can be like that in our own lives.
其实罪都係一样。
You see, when we see God, we see holiness in its purest form.
当我哋见到上帝嘅时候，我哋就会见到最纯洁嘅圣洁。
And like Isaiah, this light from his glory exposes our sin and our shortcomings.
同以赛亚一样，上帝身上发出嚟嘅光就会暴露咗我哋嘅罪同埋缺点。
And it's both a frightening thing, but also a liberating thing.
呢一件系非常令人惧怕嘅事，但系同样都系一件令人能够释放嘅事。
See, it's frightening because it's exposed. Everyone sees it.
惧怕系因为我哋嘅罪好明显咁暴露咗出嚟。
But it's liberating knowing it can be dealt with.
释放是因为我们知道神已经处理了这个罪。
You see, after meeting God, He accepts us the way we are, but we are transformed into new creations to glorify Him.
上帝接纳了我们，见到我们是一个怎样的人，仍然都会接纳我们，我们就会蜕变，变成一个新造的人，将荣耀归返给他。
Finally, the third point. Holiness demands from us.A response.
第三点，圣洁要求我哋作出回应。
We live in a culture of celebrity.
我哋生活喺一个明星嘅文化当中。
When you think about musicians, actors, athletes, and to a certain amount politicians, they bring with them a sense of awe, envy, and wonder from us.
我哋联想一下，音乐家、演员、运动员，甚至某啲政治家嘅时候，佢哋都会俾到我哋一种嘅威严。羡慕或者敬佩的感觉。
Many generations ago, there was a man named Elvis, and when he came into the room, the women just were like, oh, just swooned, you know, and they fainted or they screamed. You don't have to ask.
I'm not going to do that. 好啦，好就好似好多年前，真系好多年前，因为我都唔知系边个嚟嘅。就系猫王 Elvis 入行入一间房嘅时候。佢有好多个女士嘅反应就系尖叫，叫到声嘶力竭，甚至会晕倒在地。
But think about someone you would put in that category.
咁大家试谂下，你哋身边有冇一个咁有影响力嘅人
？How would you react if they walked into the church right now？
如果呢个人依家行入教会，你哋有咩反应
？I think sometimes when we encounter God, whether for the first time or we gather for worship weekly, it's easy for us to see Him for less than who He is.
我想有好多时候我们遇见上帝的时候，无论是第一次啊，或者平时我们每一个礼拜崇拜的时候，我们很自然就将上帝看得非常之渺小。
Like some marriages, our relationship with Him can become stale and we can begin to take Him for granted.
就好像婚姻一样，我们同上帝的关系就慢慢变得平淡，觉得所有东西都是理所当然。
So let me ask this question, do we see God as He truly is, or has His holiness and glory faded in our eyes?
所以我哋就要探讨一下呢一个问题：我哋眼中嘅上帝系咪等同于圣经所记载嗰位上帝，或者系圣灵嗰个上帝
Let me read the first four verses of Isaiah 6 again. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphim, each with six wings. The two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory."
咁我俾我容许我读多一次以赛亚书第六章头四段，头四节嘅经文。入边咁样讲，乌西亚王去世那年，我看见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，充满圣殿，在他上面有撒拉弗持立，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮面，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔。他们彼此高呼着说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华！他的荣光充满全地。因呼叫者的声音，门槛的根基震撼，殿也充满了云烟云。
I left out the last line intentionally. At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke.
哦，佢冇读头先最后面嗰句，亦即系因呼叫者的声音，门槛的根基震撼，殿也充满了烟云。
And this is the God of the Bible.
就是圣经入面记载的上帝。
You see, an encounter with him demands a response from us.
当我们同神相遇的时候，我们是会有些反应。
And there are two ways that we can respond to God's holiness.
回应上帝的圣洁是有两种方式。
Firstly, we can respond with apathy. Like, no, I'm not interested. I'll just keep living my own life. Thanks, but no thanks.
第一种就是冷眼旁观，无动于衷。可能你会说多谢，但我没兴趣，我会继续过自己的生活。这种就是世界上大部分人的看法。
And that's how the world sees him.
大部分人的看法的。
When Isaiah encountered God, how did he respond?
当以赛亚见到上帝的时候，他又给了什么反应呢？
In verse 8 we read, "Here am I, God."
第八节他说，我在这里，请差遣我。
The prophet Samuel had a similar response when God called to him in 1 Samuel 3:10.
撒母耳亦都有同样的经历，在撒母耳记上三章十节。
Samuel responds to God's call with, "Speak, for your servant is listening."
撒母耳对上帝的回应就是，请说，仆人敬听。
See, when we have an encounter with God, we must respond and change.
当我们遇见上帝的时候，我们必须作出回应和有所改变。
It's not just a nice to meet you, thank you for the ticket to heaven. I will go on living my life as I please.
是不单只是我很高兴认识你，多谢你送给我上天堂的入场券，但是呢，我会仍然继续按住自己的意思去过自己想过的生活。
See, our response can't be superficial, nor can it be selfish. It must be a response which reflects the character of the one whom we've encountered.
我们所做的反应是不应该那么肤浅，也都不应该自私。我们的回应应该是反映在我们所遇见上帝全能、至圣的神。
You see, our response to God must be transformational, both inside and outside.
我哋嘅改变应该由内至外都有改造同埋蜕变。
Internally, we're new creations in Christ with new attitudes, new values, new perspectives.
由内亦即系话表示喺基督里变成新造的人，有新嘅态度、价值观。
You see, Ezekiel 36:26 tells us that God gives us a new heart.
在以西结书36章26节那里告诉我们，上帝给了我们一颗新心。
And this is where change begins.
亦代表改变的开始。
Externally, it means we have a new purpose which leads to new actions.
由内到外，则表示意味着我们有一个新的目标，新的行动。
It's more like, thank you, Lord, for cleansing me. Thank you, Lord, for healing me. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. And like Isaiah, we respond with, what can I do for you?
就好似我哋对上帝咁样讲，多谢你洁净咗我，医治咗我，拯救咗我，令我变为完整。就好似以赛亚一样，我哋回答就系，我可以为你做到啲咩咧？
No, I've been married for over 31 years.
我已经结婚了31年。
When I first got married, I was a different person.
比起当初和现在的我是两个不同的人。
I was an introvert. I was stubborn and selfish.
以前的我是一个内向、固执和自私的人。
But after 31 years, those things are still there.
Yeah.
To very lesser degrees.
31年之后，这些这样的性格仍然存在，不过就大不如前了。
You see, my focus and my actions have changed, less focused on self.
因为我的焦点和行为已经改变了，不再专注自己。
Now are the times I fall back into my old habits? Yes. But I'm a different and continue to become a different person than that first day I said I do.
那你会问我，有没有想过想做回以前的我呢？那当然有啦。那但是我已经不同了。每日都喺度改变緊，比起当初讲我愿意嘅时候已经截然不同。
See, an encounter with God is transformational.
见到上帝之后会令到我哋生命改造。
Holiness must lead to changes in a Christian's life.
圣洁係一定会令到基督徒生命改变。
You see, I think one of the dangers is that we think what Jesus did on the cross was all about just our salvation.
有一种很常见的想法，其实是很危险的想法，就是耶稣基督在十字架上所做的事，就只是为了我们的救恩。
Jesus' death on the cross wasn't just about paying the price so we could go to heaven.
耶稣基督在十字架上死，不单单代表我们，替我们付出代价，而是令到我们有机会上天堂。
Jesus' death was not just about fulfilling paying the price for God's wrath.
耶稣基督的死不单止为了满足上帝的愤怒，亦都代表耶稣基督的死仍然是为了我们现在拥有的益处而做。
Jesus' death was also for our benefit for here and now.
耶稣基督的死是为了我们现在的益处去做。
He died so we would be cleansed, changed, and used by God for His glory.
耶稣基督的死使到我们能够变为洁净。改变为神使用，去荣耀上帝。
So what is your response to God's holiness?
咁样，你哋嘅对圣洁至高上帝嘅回应又系啲咩咧？
What is your response to God today?
你哋今日对上帝嘅回应又系啲咩咧？